Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The word of God for our meditation is recorded in Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, the third chapter. We will hear verses 4-6. And we have such trust through Christ toward God, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed, when ads pop up trying to get us to buy a product, they'll tell us that it is new or new and improved. When streaming services want us to watch an upcoming episode of a series, they will let us know that it is all new. The word new has come to mean fresh, exciting, innovative, better. The coming of the new means the end of the old. Out with the old, in with the new. When it comes to religion, we are suspicious of the new minister, the new hymnal. We long for the familiar songs and the old way of doing things. Give me that old-time religion, we say. The Lord exhorts us in Jeremiah 6 to ask for the old paths, where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. So what are we to make of today's text? A comparison between the old and new covenants, showing the superiority of the new over the old. What is meant by these two covenants? What's so new about the new covenant? First, it puts us into a new relationship with God. What is meant by the word covenant? The usual definition of covenant is an agreement or contract between two or more persons, a two-sided agreement. The Greek word for covenant in our text is one that is used for a last will and testament in which one person dictates the terms. Our text talks about the new covenant and the old covenant. And what are those two covenants? These are the two main teachings of the Bible, the law and the gospel. Both of these teachings, the law and the gospel, are found throughout the pages of the Bible in both the Old and the New Testaments. As Paul explains the difference between the Old Covenant and the New, he describes the Old as of the letter, written and engraved on stones. These words bring to mind the scene from the movie The Ten Commandments, where the commandments are engraved on stones by the finger of God in a fiery way. What is our relationship to God under the Old Covenant? Well, it was God who laid out the conditions of the Old Covenant. It was truly a two-sided covenant because all of its promises were made on certain conditions, namely that we fulfill the law perfectly. Do this and you will live. The law tells us what God commands us to do and not to do. The law demands obedience on our part. And as it shows us God's will for our lives, the law also shows us our sin. When we compare our lives to what God expects of us in the Ten Commandments, we see the many ways in which we have fallen short. As a Reformation-era hymn writer puts it, the law demands a perfect heart. We were defiled in every part, and lost was our condition. Paul confesses this lost condition in our inability to keep the law when he says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves. On our own, we lack the knowledge, heart, aptitude, skill, and ability to think anything good or right in spiritual matters, to understand them, to begin them, to will them, to do them, or to accomplish or cooperate in them. And God's law doesn't give out participation trophies, but demands perfection. Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Where does that leave us in relationship to God? Paul writes, cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law. The old covenant, the law then, is the ministry of condemnation. The good news is that the old covenant is not the last word in our relationship to God. The gospel promises us the grace of God without any conditions whatsoever. Well, the old covenant, the law, says do this and is never done. The new covenant, the gospel, says believe this. Everything has been done for you by Christ. In Greek, there are two words for new. One means more recent in time. The other has to do with new in quality. New in the sense of being superior to that which is not new. That is the word Paul uses here when he speaks of a new covenant. He's talking about the gospel, which was first spoken by God in the garden after the fall into sin. There, Adam and Eve heard that first gospel promise, that God would send the seed of the woman who had crushed the serpent's head. And throughout the Old Testament, God gave promises and prophecies of the Messiah who would come and win salvation. These gospel promises were fulfilled when Jesus came, lived for us, and died for our redemption. The new covenant, the gospel, is the ministry of righteousness. The gospel says another has been righteous in your place, and his righteousness is your righteousness by faith. As the same letter to the Corinthians declares, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. What's so new about the new covenant? It puts us into a new relationship with God. And secondly, it gives us a new life. Death was not part of God's design for his creation in the beginning. God created Adam and Eve to live forever in his presence, knowing and doing his holy will. But as a result of the fall into sin, death came into the world. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned. Not only has physical death come into the world, but each of us is born with a sinful nature, which is spiritually dead. The Bible describes our life according to the sinful nature as a living death. We were dead in our trespasses and sins. That was our spiritual condition apart from Christ, separated from God and lifeless. You may recall another scene in the Ten Commandments starring Charlton Heston when Moses comes down from Mount Sinai holding the Ten Commandments, and he finds the Israelites worshiping the golden calf. And he says, if you will not live by the law, then you will die by the law. And he throws down the stone tablets so that they are shattered. The old covenant, the law, is the ministry of death, the wages of sin. The new covenant, the gospel, is the ministry of the Spirit, who is the Lord and giver of life. The Spirit, through the Word, brings us the good news that the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus lived the perfect life, died in our place, and rose triumphantly over death that eternal life may be yours. Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. This new life is yours in holy baptism. There you were reborn as your old Adam was buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. This new life is yours in the word preached and read. So with Peter we say, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. This new life is yours in the Lord's Supper, which Jesus calls the new covenant in my blood. The early church called it the medicine of immortality and the antidote to death. What's so new about the new covenant? It gives us new life. Jesus promises that as we partake of these means of grace by faith, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Amen.